out of the crowd, but I guess I just remember one. I remember when you were happy, just to walk me to my car. I remember every song you wrote me and how it touched my heart.
Good morning. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a pleasure to be back here with you all this morning. I had to take a bit of a break last week. I was just getting back from a weekend away, and my flight got in at like 6:45, which, of course, if you're from the Boston area, you know that there's no way you're getting out of Logan Airport and back to Medford in 15 minutes. So I had to take a little leave of absence from my show last week. But we're back. We're back in full force. You just heard Remember When by Faye Webster. And I played that one. I don't honestly know a lot of Faye Webster, but I played that one because this past weekend was Parents Weekend, and during a little sweet roommate parents soiree sort of thing, one of my roommates played Faye Webster as like sort of some background ambiance music, and so I figured I would start off with one of those today as a little homage, to my weekend. And I would just like to say, for those of you who haven't been outside yet, or perhaps looked out the window, or perhaps opened your window, or perhaps even gotten out of bed, got a little carried away there, sorry. It is beautiful outside right now. It's about mid-50s, but the sunrise is so pretty with lots of oranges and pinks and purples and blues, and all over campus right now, the fall foliage is just amazing. I walked there's, if you're familiar with Tufts, there's these memorial steps, and then on either side there's a path that's, you know, it still has some steps, but if you don't want to go up the 100 or so steps, you can go down the paths instead. And so I was walking down one of those paths on my way here, and it's just totally covered in these beautiful red and orange and gold maple leaves that have fallen from the tree that sort of overhangs it. So it was a very pretty walk this morning. Do I love that it's still, the sun wasn't fully up. No, I don't love that, I have to say. But the bright side is that, bright side, no pun intended there, folks. The bright side is that just in a couple of weeks, I think, yeah, it's usually like beginning of November. Just in a couple of weeks, we're falling back. And so this sort of lighting ambiance is going to be happening at 6 a.m. instead of 7 a.m., which ideally means that when I get up for my show, it might still be a little dusky outside, but by the time I get to the station and start, it'll be nice and sunny, which I think would be lovely. Of course, with the seasonal shift, you know, we're going to lose daylight every day until, what was it, December 21st is the, not equinox, solstice. There we go. Found it. But, you know, it'll be at least a few weeks in November that I'll be waking up and starting my show with full sunlight, which I think is going to be nice. Because I always appreciate when the sun kind of wakes me up instead of my alarm waking me up fully, using that whole circadian rhythm. So I think I've talked enough for now. So if you're just joining us, what I just played was Remember When by Faye Webster. And next up, in the spirit of Halloween and spooky season and Dia de los Muertos and all the sorts of autumnal holidays happening around now, around the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be playing a song. I believe it's a Mexican traditional, but this version is a little updated, and it's a little folksy and a little, you know, macabre. I don't think I actually said that word right. Macabre. I don't know. But anyways, this is La Llorona by Carmen Goat, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Here's La Llorona. Thank you.
santo Cristo de fierro, llorona mis penas, le conté yo. A un santo Cristo de fierro, llorona mis penas, le conté yo. ¿Cuáles no serían
about work and school, I'm trying to be cool about it, feeling like an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only ask. So I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test. But I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it, telling myself one day I'll forget about it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
since I took your medication to know what it's like. And now I have to act like I can't read your mind. I ask you how you're doing and I let you lie. But we don't have to talk about it. I can walk you home and practice method acting. I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning. Telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
Was that song a masterpiece or what? Okay, sorry, that was really awful. Forgive my horrible pun. That song was called Masterpiece by Big Thief. I feel like I play that song pretty frequently, and honestly, it's not even one of my favorite songs. It just generally fits in my sets pretty well, and so, I don't know, it gets played pretty frequently. I guess that's my explanation. I just had a thought in my mind that I was going to share with you all, but you know, when, okay, think of like, you're at the beach, and you wade into the water, and you see some seaweed. You're like, wow, that looks like cool seaweed. I want to touch it. But then you touch it, and it just like scoots out of the way because it's like slippery and slimy, and you just can't get a grip on it. That's the best way to describe the thought that was just in my mind that just escaped. So anyways, I guess I'm not going to share any thoughts right now. But what I will share is another song, and that is going to be Dangerously in Love by Beyonce. I would just like to thank Beyonce for letting me exist. Thank Beyonce for, you know, supporting my every move and actually just engineering my entire life. So thank you, Beyonce. I'll never be grateful enough, but hopefully by playing your song, I'll stay safe for another week. So here's Dangerously in Love by Beyonce.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, that was Dangerously in Love by Beyoncé. And now, since it's just about the middle of the hour, it is time for the PSA. So today's PSA is titled, Why Not Grow Your Own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. And I will actually add my own note to that PSA. My family grows a garden every year, and I will admit I was more involved in the process in my earlier years, and it was hard to commit a lot of time to it once I got to high school, and especially now that I'm in college. But we've always grown tomatoes and peppers and beans and peas and flowers. Sometimes we've tried carrots. A couple times we've tried corn, which was kind of interesting, but, you know, worthy experiment. But anyways, it's always a lot of fun to grow your own food and then actually get to eat it. And is it easier to just go to the store or the farmer's market and get much better produce? Probably for a lot cheaper and for a lot less work. Obviously that's easier. But are you getting the reward of kneeling down in the dirt when it's 80 degrees, the sun is beating down on the back of your neck, the horse flies are biting, the mosquitoes are biting, and your tomato plant won't cooperate? Doesn't that just sound lovely? I think so. Anyways, next up is another spooky sort of song, and that is Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Let's go with Zevon. Here we go.
dirty-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ow, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
The blinds, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you, every night, both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic.
Getting close now. Do you pick Yeah.
I'm going to cut that song off just for a second. Don't worry, you will hear the intro again because it's well worth it. But I just wanted to say, you just heard My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson, which is a great tune. I always love to sing along, which I was indeed doing in the studio just now. I also wanted to say that for any of you who are listening right now and perhaps want to listen again in the future, I am on every Tuesday at 7 a.m., so feel free to tune in. But I wanted to tell you all that next week I'm going to be doing a special Halloween-themed episode. And so I'm going to try my best to stick to just spooky Halloween-themed music. So feel free to send in requests. I'm always looking for recommendations to help build my playlists. Otherwise, I'm sitting here just adding random nonsense to my playlists on Spotify and hoping for the best. But anyways, a few more songs before my set is over. And right now you're going to hear a fun sort of Halloween sort of song by Cher, and that is called Dark Lady. Here we go.
Fortune Queen of New Orleans was brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James," and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my She said, "I'll be with you soon." Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was dawn. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12. She told me more about me than she dealt two cards, queen and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. She said, "The man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back and forget you ever saw my face." Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was gone. So I ran home and crawled in my bed. I couldn't sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume. How I smelled it was in my own room. So I sneaked back and caught her with my man, laughing and kissing till they saw the gun in my hand. The next thing I knew they were dead on the floor. Dark lady would never turn a card up anymore. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the brew was done. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12.
I think that song is a lot of fun. I've played it before. And it actually, there's a really, I don't know if it's the official music video or if it's just fan made or something, but there's this really funny little animation for that song on YouTube. So definitely check it out if you haven't seen it before. But the art style is very, very funny and cool. So anyways, I've got two more songs. First up, I've got Andromeda by Waze Blood. And here we go with that one.
Nothing in it for me, except a heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop.
Love that will make it.
I have one final song for you guys today. In case you're just joining us, this is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Let the Light In by Lana Del Rey featuring Father John Misty.
Yeah.